Are you thinking about starting your own cash practice? Maybe you've already started your own practice and you're starting to realize that there's a lot to learn when it comes to business. We can be great clinicians, but if we don't understand the business side of having our own practice, we're going to have a hard time being successful in business. Guys, I wrote a book for you and I took everything that I've learned over the last 5 years of running a successful cash practice here in Atlanta, and I put it in this book, and I gave you everything that you need to be able to start and scale that practice past yourself. That book is called Fuck Insurance, and if you don't like the title, the book is not for you. If you do like the title, it's the exact book that you need to be reading right now. I show you exactly how to start. I show you what's important when it comes to marketing, when it comes to sales, when it comes to operations, and what stage you're actually at in the business, you know, where you're at, what you need to focus on while you're there, and how to get to the next stage. I'm trying to set it up in a way where you can get some clarity in your business. And the book for now is 100% free. All you have to do is go to finsurancebook.com. That's finsurancebook.com and get your free copy of the book that I wrote specifically to help you be successful in business. The book is free. All you got to do is pay for it to get to your door so that I don't lose my shirt on giving everybody all these books and sending them around the world. And again, head to finsurancebook.com. Learn how to run a successful cash practice today. So here's the question. How do physical therapists like us, who don't want to see 30 patients a day, who don't want to work home health, and have real student loans, create a career and life for ourselves that we've always dreamed about? This is the question, and this podcast is the answer. My name is Danny Matei, and welcome to the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. Hey, what's going on, guys? Doc Danny here with the PT Entrepreneur Podcast, and I'm coming to you the weekend after a two-day live event. If you listen to Tuesday's podcast, it was a conversation that my business partners had with me in my truck on the way to our second day of that event. So Eve, Gigi, and Jared Moon, we were talking about pricing. If you haven't listened to that, definitely go check it out. Really interesting kind of way of looking at what you're charging yourself and what that says about you. And what I want to get into on this one is the three things that I learned from the event, in particular, just from seeing how the attendees, viewed their businesses and had similar problems. And there were really kind of three big takeaways. And to give some context, like these were all performance-based cash practitioners. It had businesses that were, you know, really fairly new. I would say anywhere between zero, like hadn't even started yet, and around $7,000-$8,000 a month in revenue. So, really trying to crack that five-figure mark and get to a point where, you know, they can really start have enough revenue to build a team. Only a couple people were in a place like that. Most of them were just getting going. And one hadn't even started yet. So, you know, big shout out to that person, because I wish I had done something like this when I started my business. And the goal of this was to really highlight sections that we feel like lead to a successful business. So think of it like a checklist. So we developed these elaborate checklists that give you a score in your business based on where you're at with sales, with marketing, with systems, and with finance, both personal and business finance. We're actually really proud of these. We think that it encompasses a lot about what we see with success in the business. And day one, we went through all of those in some small group work. Day two, we went through building a plan for the next 90 days of what they actually needed to implement to achieve the changes they wanted in their business on a very granular level, and then some sales training, because we feel like that's probably the biggest linchpin for most people, is that they just are bad at selling, both selling themselves, but also selling in the office whenever somebody's there. So there's three things that I took away from this that I think can help everybody that listens to this. So I'm going to go through those. So the number one takeaway I had was, it takes guts to start, but planning and intentional work to grow. So it's scary and it takes a lot of guts to start, but once you get started, then you realize what you've done to yourself, which is you basically dove into, an environment that is incredibly difficult to win in. has no structure unless you create it for yourself, and changes frequently. It's very, very difficult. So everybody there had enough self-confidence and guts to be able to say, all right, I'm going to go out on my own, I'm going to do my own thing. And for many different reasons, although many were similar, right? Like being fed up with the same schedules that none of us like, seeing 30 people a day, working with primarily Medicare and work comp patients, and they want to be able to teach people how to move. So that's frustrating enough to drive many of them to go and want to start their own practice. But the problem is, once they do that, if they don't create an environment intentionally to grow a business, they get stuck. And there are people in there that have been in business, you know, I would say side hustle practice to full-time practice, anywhere between 6 months to 2 years, still hadn't cracked, you know, the 5K mark on a consistent basis. So I'm really being over $10,000 worth of revenue. We see people do that in our mastermind, sometimes in as short as 4 to 6 months. And the reason why we see that is because we have structure and create intentional things that they have to do in order to have the building blocks of a successful business. This is why we get so, I guess, passionate about actually having people in our mastermind that we can help, because we know what happens to those people. And imagine if you're floundering for 2 years when you could have had more success within 6 months because you don't have the right information to support. That's the problem that we see. And in this group, it was apparent, because for many of them, they scored really poorly on many sections of our assessment, you know, both in sales, marketing, in particular in systems. And one of the big areas is really not, is not creating time in their schedule to actually do the things on a business level that actually drive the business forward. I'm talking about things that don't involve direct patient work, you know, and actually creating the time to start to systemize and improve and plan for what you want to do. And no one was doing that. They just weren't doing that at all. So that's a big part of what will end up holding people back, because cool, you know, I have a lot of respect for anybody that decides to go into business for themselves. But once you get there, you have to say, okay, I'm going to create this structure. I have to have this structure in place. Otherwise, this business is going to eat you alive. I had a reference in the workshop where I said, you know, owning a business is like having like a baby lion in your house. Like at first it's cool and it's cute and you're like all excited about it, but eventually it grows up. And if you don't like structure things correctly, that thing can eat you, right? And ruin you. And a business is very similar. It will take from you. It'll take you your time. It'll take your energy. It'll take your resources. If you do not structure what you need to see happen in that, the business will absolutely eat you alive. Just like it's cool to have a little lion cub around, and then it gets bigger and it's hungry, and you're not feeding it all the time, and it's not having enough structure, guess what's next? It's going to eat you. So moral of the story, don't have a lion cub. It's a bad idea. Anyway, number two, everyone forgets about the people that they already worked with. And I see this over and over and over again. Everybody that talks to me is just like, how do I get more new patients? How do I get more new patients? And look, if you're just starting and you haven't had a new patient, you need to get more new patients. I get it. But those of you that have worked with people, you have to remember it's 5 times more expensive to get a new patient than to reactivate or keep a existing patient. And that is an incredibly useful thing to have and to remember, because when you're really trying to grow your volume or have consistency in your business to make sure that you can actually stick around and it's going to work and you can grow it past yourself, those people are a goldmine that you just forget about and you never do anything with. And some people in our at our event, they had 200 people that they've worked with and hadn't done anything to reactivate those people, reach back out to those people, see how they were doing, if there's any way they could continue to support them, you know, in a number of different ways and add value to what they're doing. These are people that have already paid you, that like you, that trust you. It's the easiest sell in the world. And, you know, for you to try to get a new person in the door is so much harder. And I think if you're listening to this and you have a, you know, a pre-existing base of customers that you aren't intentionally touching base with and trying to create options for them that allow you to, you know, provide value to them improve your business, but also improve their lives, you're missing out on a big chunk of of business. And PT is terrible with this. You think if you owned an ice cream store, you know, if you said like, okay, buy this 6-pack of ice cream cones for me, but then after that, don't come back. You're discharged. You're discharged from my ice cream shop. Hell no. They would never do that. They would be out of business. It's the dumbest business model in the world. Let's just get people in the door and then let's just never try and see them ever again. I'll tell you why it's like that. Because insurance doesn't reimburse for many things past a certain point. They definitely don't reimburse for you working on improving someone's health and wellness, you know, being able to have conversations with them about sleep and nutrition, stress management, doing, you know, performance-based work with them. They don't do that. So the traditional model that you've learned and that you've been taught and most of our profession understands is not the model that we talk about, because it doesn't work unless you have a ton of volume coming your way from things like post-op, referral partners that are, you know, sending you a ton of volume that insurance is reimbursing for. We don't mess with that stuff at all. So when we work with somebody, we want to have an ongoing long-term relationship. And it's a really awesome thing for us to see too. We got an email yesterday from one of our, one of the people we've worked with. I've worked with this guy for probably 2 years now. And, you know, he's typical kind of desk-based weekend warrior guy, kept hurting himself. And we finally got some structure in what he's doing. And you know, he's done really well with it, probably in as good of shape now than he was 10, 15 years ago. And he sent us a picture of him on top of this hike that he had done. He was out in Colorado somewhere. He hikes up to the top of this, I think it's like a 14,000 foot summit. And he sends us an email with this picture just saying like how he wouldn't have been able to do this without what, you know, we have done with him. And how thankful he was for us, you know, to help support him in his goals and keep him active as he's getting older and engaging with his kids. And I mean, it's like really cool to see stuff like that. And that's the kind of people we get to help and be a part of their lives. And that's not the kind of person that I want to say, hey, don't come back, you know, unless you're really hurt, then come see me. Like, that's such a stupid model. And it's one that I practiced for, you know, years whenever I first started my practice before I realized what I was doing. So hopefully if you're just getting going, you can see this from the get-go and be in a much better place a couple years in than even, you know, where I was. So, okay. Number three, everyone needs coaching and support. Every time that I'm around other business owners, you know, that at events like this that we do in our mastermind, I'm always shocked at just like the simple stuff that people are missing. And it's I do the same thing, which is the reason why I have business coaches and mentors and I'm in mastermind groups. It's because there's so much that you can miss and you get so biased based on your day to day and the things that you're dealing with. And you start to just have this narrow, closed view of what you really need to work on, but it may not actually be what you need to be focusing on. And it can take your attention away from the really important things that drive your business forward. And as I sat here with this group and talked to them about their businesses and their story and hear them interacting with each other, it's just so interesting to see the lack of clarity in many cases that people have because they're so busy just doing the thing that they're trying to build. And this, it's the double-edged sword of somebody when it's just them early on. And Michael Gerber wrote a really good book about this called E-Myth. And what you have to realize is that if you are just, you know, growing your practice and you're just super, super busy and there's no one else involved and there's no revenue that's coming in without you being there, then you have a job. And you're self-employed at that, which is even worse because you have no benefits. There's no one to support you. There's no company that's going to support you. At least when I was in the Army, I had all these people that could pick up the slack for me if something terrible happened. But, you know, the challenge is when you're self-employed, no one's there. And this happened with somebody even in our mastermind who was on the verge of hiring. He actually was literally like put the post out to hire another PT. That same week, he tears his distal bicep tendon. He's in an immobilizer for like 6 weeks. How much business he's losing out on? A ton. It's a dangerous place to be. It's a place that you don't want to be forever. And there's a reason why you want to have employees. It's because it's a safer place for everyone because you can then share the risk instead of you having all of the risk. And in order to get there, there's so many things that you have to be able to get right. You have to understand how to get your schedule busy, how to price yourself effectively, how to sell, how to market yourself both locally and via content digitally, how to then hire and find talent, how to retain talent, how to systemize your business in a way where when somebody leaves, other people can pick up the slack and get the systems down quickly to then fill in and be just as good in those roles. That's really, really important. That's my new dog, by the way. He decided to go ahead and scratch his neck. Thanks, Teddy. Scratch his neck like crazy while I'm trying to make a really profound point. Anyway, back to this. Everybody misses things when they try to do it by themselves. And it's also the reason why you don't try to teach yourself how to swim. You don't try to teach yourself how to play baseball. You know, you don't try to teach yourself any number of athletic tasks that we've done. You have a coach for those things. It's because that person sees where you're missing things, gives you things to do to improve on those, holds you accountable, and you get exponential improvements because of that. And I think that's the biggest thing that you need to be aware of as a business owner, is that you look at what you're doing as this, I don't know, you're almost like a martyr. Like, I work so hard, like I'm working 12-hour days. I've been doing it for however long, like I'm grinding it out, you know? Okay, keep grinding yourself down into a ton of little pieces as it's not working for years, and then look back and wonder how much time you've wasted, how much revenue you have lost out on because you don't have these things in place. That's probably a much bigger question. And I sat here thinking this to myself. There's people in here that have been going at this for, you know, well over, 1 to 2 years, and are in a place that, again, we see people in our mastermind group get within 6 months. How much lost revenue is that because of mistakes? Mistakes that are avoidable when you know that you're making them and have a plan on how to not make those anymore. And that's a challenge for us, is that we see this stuff and it's so hard for a business owner to see it when they're in it, because there's so many other things they're thinking about. And the last thing that they want is to be able to have another cost to reinvest in themselves to then hopefully, you know, grow, because they don't know that it's going to work. We see it all the time. And they're not sure. They're skeptical. And I very much was as well. It took a lot of pain for me to get to a point where I ended up bringing a coach on. And ever since I did, I've never not had one. I'm always seeking out people that have done something that I'm trying to do, because it's the fastest course of action to get there. And, you know, investing in, let's call it a stock market, right? So like many of us invest in retirement, whatever, you know, plans, individual stocks, whatever you want to do. Historically, the stock market has returned 8% per year on average over the course of time, right? I think that's actually after the Great Depression. It only includes that, 8%. The average return on investment that we see in our mastermind group in year one is like 580%. 580%. Now, think about this. If you're investing in somebody else's business with your money, you have no say over what they do or don't do. Do you want to invest in Apple? Cool. When something really bad could happen, iPhones could start blowing up in people's faces, and you have nothing to do with that. No say over that whatsoever. And you decide, I'm going to do this. I'm going to invest in my retirement with companies that know nothing about you. You know nothing about them for the most part. You just like the way their logo looks. Now, versus taking that same money and thinking to yourself, how can I invest in my own business, in information that can help me grow it, in resources that I don't have, in leveraging other people's information? I think if you really look at it, what you're doing is you're shooting yourself in the foot if you're trying to figure it out all by yourself. And that is what most people are trying to do. And then they take the route of investing in leveraged, you know, 401ks, Roth IRAs, whatever it might be, when in actuality, the safest investment you could possibly make is in yourself, if you know that you're going to put the work in to take that information and get the change that you can achieve in your business to get that 500 plus percent return versus 8%. And I don't know about you, but that's where I want to put my money. I don't invest at all in 401k, stock market of any sort, Roth IRAs. Anyway, I stopped doing that as soon as I started my own business. Every dollar that I want to reinvest in, I put in my business. And we've seen an exponential change in where we were at, you know, the year that I got out of the Army and where I am today, much, much more so than it would ever have been if I would have been investing in other people's companies. And that's the challenge for many of you. You don't see it that way, but make sure that you look at your business as an investment, not just a way to pay your bills. it can be something that can change your family's financial future for generations if you do it the right way. And for those of you who are interested in kind of seeing what we do with people, what we have been able to do, there's a cool site that we have that you can see some of our mastermind members talk about their stories, probably very similar to yours. And you can head to physicaltherapybiz.com/mastermind-stories. So that's physicaltherapybiz.com/mastermind-stories. And you can see three of our members talk about their process, different stages that they're in within their business, and how important it's been for them to reinvest in themselves and what they've gotten back from that. And I think people that are strangers, you trust the opinions of strangers much more than me. Obviously, I'm very biased. This is my company. I'm the one that helps people with this stuff. But you don't know these other people, you know, and their stories are really, really interesting. And they may sound very similar to yours. And hopefully you can look at your business as something to invest in and start to make that connection and put those resources towards that. So breaking it down again, number one, it takes guts to start, but planning and intentional work will get you to grow. Number two, everyone forgets about people that they've already worked with and they chase new patients only. And number three, everybody needs a coach. Everybody needs a coach and everybody needs support and accountability, because starting and growing a business is the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. And for me to be able to support people in that has been such a cool thing to be a part of, and awesome to see these businesses grow. And then people go from not knowing what's going to work to all of a sudden not knowing what to do with all the additional cash they have each month, which is a completely different place to be financially, and be able to then take that and do things like, I don't know, pay off all your student loans faster. We had a guy in our mastermind that finished paying off all his student loans in a year with all the extra revenue he generated from his business, didn't change how he paid himself one bit, and paid off all the additional student loans he had in 1 year. Now he has no student loans left at all. And this year, it's going to be cool to see what he does with his business and really be able to scale it, as he can then reinvest even more in hiring people and bringing the staff on. So guys, I hope this helps. I hope you take something away from it. I appreciate everybody that made it to the event this last 2 days. And as always, thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll catch you next time.
You want more cash PT biz help? If so, go get a copy of my book, Fuck Insurance. It's your playbook to successful performance PT practice and never having to deal with insurance again. You can get a free copy at finsurancebook.com. That's finsurancebook.com. Inside this book, you'll learn the direct techniques that we have used to become one of the fastest 100% cash PT practices in the country.